This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today we have chosen something that was from our 2015 annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer, which we think is important for you to hear.
Acts 4:13 in the Amplified. Now when they saw the what? Of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and untrained in schools, common men with no education. They marveled. They did what? They marveled and they recognized that they had surely been with Jesus. They're bold. They've been with Jesus. And then the Lord showed me this. And I called Mom about it. I said, Mom, I've got this teaching that has been kind of going around by some scholars. And I said, what do you think about it? And she goes, well, I'll do a little bit of study on it myself. And she said, well, we're going over to Israel and we'll ask there as well. And what it was that I had found that the Lord put across my path was an ancient Hebrew war cry. It was an ancient Hebrew war cry for warriors. And they would cry this out. And we found out later as we got over there, and Kylie, where's Kylie at? And there was a song you learned that you didn't even know it that had this term in it, right? Is that right? And you sang it as a little girl, and so she had... She learned it in Alpanakiva in Jerusalem where Mom studied. And so the Hebrew, and it, now this Hebrew battle, this war cry is for warriors who are about to go to war. And God specifically in the Bible shares and tells like Joshua. He wanted Joshua to be strong and courageous. Well, when you start studying that out and break it out, warrior is in there. And anytime you find that word warrior, there's the Hebrew battle cry that'll also go with it. And this Hebrew battle cry before they went into any kind of battle against the enemy was this. Rock. Everybody say rock.
Rock.
Kasak.
Kasak.
Amatz. And I said, Mom, have you heard that? She said, well, I'm very familiar with rock. I showed her the film of one of these guys teaching it. And she said, they did a great job on Kasak and Amatz, but they're not real familiar with rock. Rock, she learned over in Aponikiva. And she said, Chip, when those teachers would come in to teach us, sometimes they would say, rock Hebrew. And what rock meant was this, only.
Only.
Everybody say only.
Only.
Now, when we say only, I don't think we're as serious as they are. But when Mom said they would go rock Hebrew, what did you just hear?
Only Hebrew.
So what were those teachers telling those students? Do not speak in your native tongue. Do not speak anything but Hebrew. Or else pay the consequences, get kicked out of school or maybe sent home or whatever. But we are rock only. Everybody say only.
Only.
So when David went against Goliath, that Hebrew battle cry, rock, kasak, what's that? Only, only, only. He's stirring himself up like Paul told Timothy. Stir yourself up. Only what? Only what? Faith. Only faith. Only faith. No plan B. Only faith. Faith only. Everybody say rock. What kind of faith is God looking for? Jesus is coming back on a white horse. He's coming with a sword in his hand, his robe dipped in blood and fire in his eyes. And he's looking for faith. What kind of faith? Rock faith. Only. Everybody say only. When the centurion said, all you have to give the word. What kind of faith was that? Only. Give the word only, Jesus. There'll be no doubt here. Are y'all with me or not? The Lord said, when you're filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit, this warrior is in you. It's the same one that cut him on Gideon. Gideon was the biggest wimp in the Bible. Gideon won. Pre-Gideon. Before picture. How do you know that? Well, he's telling God who he's not. And he's giving God all these excuses and questions. Well, the Holy Spirit only come upon, or it was only upon who in the Old Testament? Prophets, priests, or kings. And he was neither. And so the Lord had to do something. And he was surrounded with, filled with fear. And the Bible says, what did the Lord say to him, to that angel? You mighty. That also said warrior. That translates warrior. He said, what? Me? And then he goes on, and then enough's enough. The Lord's got to do something. And it said, the Holy Spirit takes control of him. I bet it was right in the middle of his sentence. Lord, there is no way. I have never. We're surrounded. We're going to die. I can't. Wow! Woo! Woo! Today we fight! I bet his wife was going, Gideon. Some of you are sitting there thinking, I don't have that in me. That's not my personality. Blaming it on flesh. Blaming it on flesh. When God is a warrior, they sing a song to him in Psalm 24. He is the warrior who delivered us out of Egypt. He's a warrior, strong and mighty is he. They sang that to him. He created us to be warriors. God, where is this battle cry in the church today? Where is faith only? Where is faith only? Faith only. Healing only. Victory only. Rock faith. The other one is kasak. Kasak is best described like this: a tensing of muscles, a whitening of knuckles, and a gritting of teeth. Can you imagine? What do you picture when you see that? Fight's on. You don't see somebody back it up. You don't see somebody cowering down. You don't see somebody getting in a fetal position. Come on now. Depressed. I see it when Brother Copeland preaches. And I'm telling you, I know what it is. It's rock kasaka mots. It's that warrior God created in his image. Amen. Amen. And then a motz is this. Let me just read you what a motz says. Going headlong, full speed, with no hesitation, into hazardous and impossible battles without pausing to even consider the impossibilities. Everybody say rock.
Rock.
Kasak.
Kasak.
A motz.
A motz.
When you're filled with and controlled by, I'm not talking about being this way with each other. We love each other. Amen. But there's an enemy trying to get us unfilled. And he's called the anointing. And we're the body of the anointing. And anointing translates power. It's time to be the powerful church. Amen?
Yes.
The Lord told me one time, he says, you know, I found that faith. I heard that. I found that faith. Where did you find that faith? Why would you find? Well, he's searching. His eyes are searching. To and fro. Throughout the whole earth, the world, looking to show himself. And he said, I'm searching for rock faith. That's what I heard. Faith only. And he goes, I found it. So I did a search on found, faith, found, and I found it. Let's look at Psalm 89. I don't know if I gave you that one or not. We'll finish this up right here. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. 89:19. Psalm 89:19. You know, while they're finding that, Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. When you make your move, God makes his move. Brother Hagin taught that. He said, here's how you get God to move for you. And here are the rules. You move first. And you move by faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. When you move, God will never fail to move. Never fail to move. So be strong in the Lord. Be powerful in the Lord. And God will make his move. Are y'all ready for this? This is God speaking. Then thou spakest in vision to the Holy One and said, I've laid help upon one that is mighty. Now there's the word. Now we'll get into that warrior. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. Click. Now listen to what the Lord says. What did the Lord say? No. Stay there. Don't make me come back there. I have what? I have what? If he found something, that means he'd been looking. You know, the greatest quarterback of all time was God. Is God to this day, because he is searching and looking for receivers, someone who will possess it and receive it. Amen. I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil. Have I anointed? Are we the anointed body of Christ? Yes. Now watch what you get when you're found with rock faith. When David did his move, I'm convinced that David is the one who went after the lion and the bear and the giant. But when he did do it and make his move, God was with him. But he stepped in faith. It wasn't God going here, moving him and making him. It was David who rose up. Amen. And then God helped him. I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil of anointed. Now watch what happens. This benefit is for you as well. Click. Is that the next? Really? With whom my hand shall be established, my arm shall also be strengthened him. Click. So if my arms are going to strengthen him. Click. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. God's making all these promises. Click. And I will.
Hey, bro. Listen to me. Saturday night, Hebron, be there, Civic Center. It's going to be a beatdown.
Okay, God gets all WWE, you know what I'm talking about. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. All of these promises that God's going to do for you. Why? Because he found rock faith. How do you get rock faith? How? By being filled. Amen? Be being filled. And full redabasidication. Everybody stand up. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you. We're going to fill and continue to fill. We thank you for this body. Lift up your hands and start praying in the Holy Spirit.
Shalom. This is Billy Brim. And we thank you for listening to the message we think is important that we've taken from our Autumn Assembly of Prayer. You can get the whole Assembly of Prayer on CDs or DVDs. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or go online to billybrim.org. That's BillyBrim.org. Shalom, shalom.